John Taylor at Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Taxes and money, Janet Yellen taking over and looking to make some moves. Joining us is John Taylor. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Well, today is going to be the debut before Congress for Janet Yellen. She's the, of course, first woman to chair the Federal Reserve, the central bank of our country in the 100-year history of that country, of the committee. Yesterday, the market eked out a small gain. It was down most of the day, but closed up about 7 points right as the market closed. Futures are up this morning, and they're up. They're rising right now because even though Janet Yellen doesn't appear before the Republican-controlled House Financial Services Committee until 9 o'clock our time, she released her prepared comments just a few minutes ago, and they're already out there on the Internet. And apparently the market likes some of the things that she's planning to say. Now, this is going to be interesting. This will be more contentious than her confirmation hearing before the Senate because many of the Republican members of the House Financial Services Committee are deeply opposed to this long-running policy that the Fed has had of what we call quantitative easing. Now, just to refresh everyone's memory, here's what's been happening. In 2008, the Federal Reserve set short-term interest rates at near zero, a quarter of a percentage point. That's why your CDs haven't paid anything and probably won't pay anything for another couple of years or so, or at least through 2015. But in addition to that, the Fed's been doing what we call quantitative easing. And lately, it's been $85 billion a month the Fed has been buying of long-term bonds to keep interest rates low. Now, Mr. Bernanke did some of the hard work for Ms. Yellen, who took over last week, in that he began to taper. He cut back $10 billion a month in December. The Fed cut back another $10 billion a month just recently. So now they're at $65 billion a month, but still they've accumulated a balance sheet of $4 trillion of these long-term treasuries and government-guaranteed mortgages that they bought to keep us from really going under. But the other thing that it's not getting much attention is that one of the problems the Fed has is that inflation is too low. Yes, too low. It's below their target of 2+%. It's been running about 1% or less. Why are they concerned about that? Well, they're concerned about deflation. I'm sure that Janet Yellen will get some questions from the committee members about inflation being so low. Why do we care about that? Well, because low inflation leads to potentially deflation, and that means that consumers put off purchasing things because they think the price of things are going to drop. It's kind of like you waiting until after Christmas to buy something because you know the retailer is going to mark things down. And, of course, if consumers do put off consumption, it means that also production is put off in addition to that. So a lot will be going on today with her testimony, and that will, the eyes of the world will be upon that. Let's shift gears and talk about some things in the real world here. USA Truck over in Van Buren reported improving numbers but still lost money for the fifth consecutive year. USA Truck reported a loss of $9.11 million for 2013. Now, it would have been better, except in the fourth quarter, they took a $5.97 million charge to boost their long-term claims liability reserve and also recognized $1.5 million of expenses related to their hostile takeover attempt on the part of Phoenix-based Knight Transportation. Now, of course, we know that fight came to an end on February the 4th, the two parties agreeing to, quote, a standstill agreement. But here's the good news. Revenue was up about 5% for the last quarter. And for the full year, revenue was up about 8.3%, so things are improving. And here's a statement from the CEO. He says the fourth quarter kept a turning point year for USA Truck with improvements in virtually every area of our business, and let's hope that, of course, continues. We've been talking about how retailers did in the holiday season, and for the most part, not very good, but here's some good numbers from Dick's Sporting Goods. And they actually raised their forecast going forward, but they say that their fourth quarter numbers, same-store sales were up about 7%. Their stock was rewarded with those numbers, yesterday being up about 1.7% on the day. The CEO says, quote, even with a cautious consumer environment and a shorter and promotional holiday season, we generated sales well above our original expectations. Now, one company that did not fare as well yesterday was McDonald's. They reported same-store sales in the U.S., being down about 3.3%, and of course, you blame the weather on that. But their numbers were better in Europe, up 2.2% for same-store sales, and in Asia and Africa and the Middle East, same-store sales were up 5.4%. But the stock still got torched a little bit yesterday, dropping over $1 a share or about 1.1%. So throughout the day, we'll be trying to analyze and see what Ms. Yellen had to say before the committee and what the committee's take on that was. But at least right now, it looks like the market is encouraged by her remarks that were released in advance of her testimony.
And USA Truck, as you mentioned, kind of a bright spot and a company that's been very successful, had a little bit of a rocky road, and then it really has things going well.
Well, it, If you look at the range, that stock has ranged from $4.37 up to $16.38 a share over the last 12 months. Closed yesterday at $14.70.
Yeah, and it's getting back up to where it was.
Yes.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Phone him at 479-782-2527.